This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِّمَّنْ دَعَا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, one of the most beautiful things that we have learned from our deen and we see in our deen is the implication and the application actually of human rights. And what are the rights of everyone in our community? And a few weeks ago I talked about this. And you know, subhanAllah, it's interesting that no matter how much you talk about this, you keep on receiving requests from community members, from other people that please keep on talking about this. It's shocking that we talk about this all the time, yet there are so many deficiencies, there are so many bad habits, and there are so many people within families, within community members, that whose rights are being neglected. Brothers and sisters, I want to remind myself and everyone watching that we will be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about the situation and the position that we are in. If I am a person, for example, if I am a father, I will be questioned about everyone who are under my supervision. I'll be asked if I fulfill the rights of my wife, my children, and if I fulfill the rights of my relatives and so forth. Each one of us, we're going to be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that did we fulfill the rights of other people? Unfortunately, the one thing that you and I today, we are focused on is not the rights of other people. We're focused on our own rights, that they did not fulfill my rights. We have complaints against everyone. And the thing that we have to understand is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not ask us on the Day of Judgment that who did not fulfill your rights. Allah will not ask us that who are the people that you do not like, and who are the people that you dislike, and who are the people that have hurt you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already knows that. But the question that we will be asked on the Day of Judgment is that did we fulfill the rights of other people? Now, subhanAllah, today, you know, when I was coming for this talk today, I came across a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is very unfortunate that people take one hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they want to judge our deen, they want to judge what our deen is based off of, and so forth. And then, you know, this is where you have issues, and this is where you have people coming up with their own movements, and then people coming with their own ideology about Islam and so forth. For example, there's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wherein he talks about what constitutes the best woman. Okay, what constitutes the best woman or the best wife? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that there are those that please you when you see them. So meaning that he's talking about that when a husband goes home and you see this woman, if she pleases you, meaning that when you see her, and what that means is that a lot of times when we talk about these kind of ahadith, unfortunately our mind goes only into one direction. Whereas the Prophet ﷺ is giving us a holistic picture. That means that if I go home and if I see my wife, or if you go home and you see your wife, and there's truly done wrong done on her part, and that you see her and it makes you upset, and because of the things that she may do or she does around the house and so forth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching the situation too, it has to be something that actually she's doing something wrong. Not that she doesn't obey you necessarily at all times. Because a lot of times men, they feel like that if I tell my wife to do something, there is no ifs and there are no buts and there is no compromise and there is no conversation. She has to do that. And if I get upset, then Allah is going to be upset with her. No, it does not necessarily work like that. There were cases, even in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even in the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where there were times when he and his own wives, they were in a dialogue, they were in a discussion. He would say something, they would say something back. It was not disrespect. There may have been some disagreement here and there. And in fact, there are books. There are books. I'm not making this up. There are actual books that are written about the disagreements. And I came across one time a book written about only Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And this was the only book written and documented about Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. But it talks about her disagreements with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not disrespect, but disagreements. So, first of all, the hadith is, the best women are those that please you when you see them. Meaning that when you see them, if they bring you some comfort, a man is going through a tough time. He comes home, he sees his wife. His wife is able to console him. His wife is able to make him feel at ease. Just like Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha did. This is a sign that this is the best wife or the best woman. The Prophet ﷺ, when he came back, he has just received wahi. He is, you know, in a state of distress. He has no idea what has happened. And Khadija is consoling him that Allah will never do you any wrong. You are a person who has, you know, upright morals, character. You care for other people. You always put others before yourself. Allah will not do something like this to you. So this is her consoling him. And this is once again bringing peace to him when her husband is in a state of distress. Then the next thing the Prophet ﷺ says, obey when you command. And once again, this has to be taken in a very broad perspective. It cannot be taken very literally. Because today, brothers and sisters, we have this issue. A lot of times men are complaining that I snap my fingers and my wife has to obey. And we're talking about here that if there's a situation where there is just open disobedience, where a wife, she doesn't have any regards for the husband and any regards for what he wants or what he has to say, and she just continuously shows disrespect, and she just openly disobeys in public, disobeys at home, and she has absolutely no regards, then this is what the Prophet is referring to. Remember that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is the best example for all of us as husbands, as fathers, that how he would conduct himself at home. Nonetheless, the Prophet sallam, he does say that obey when commanded, meaning that when the wife is ordered and when she's told to do something, she does it. And so this constitutes also as the best wife. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, and who safeguards themselves and your money in your absence, meaning that safeguard their honor. Okay, they don't do anything that is unacceptable in a marriage. And not only that, but they safeguard and they take care of the money in the absence of the husband. So these are three things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has mentioned that what constitutes as the best wife. Now, and once again, in a situation like this, you're going to have some people in the community that are going to take this hadith in a very wrong way. And not only that, but the commanded part, obey when you are commanded. Once again, a lot of times I have to be very blunt and I have to be very frank here, is that a lot of times this just gets taken in the wrong way in the, you know, in the context of intimacy. That when you are commanded, you have to. Remember, brothers and sisters, the Prophet ﷺ is telling us one thing. And then the application of that hadith we find in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is who we need to emulate. This is where we need to go and we need to study his life to find out exactly how would he conduct himself at home. So this is why there are certain expectations the Prophet ﷺ has put in place for the wife, that these are things that you have to work on. And at the same time, it's not that as if the husband is off, you know, he's on the loose and there's no expectations from him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the best of you are those who are the best to his wives or to their wives. And so this is also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam creating a balance. He tells that these are certain expectations from the wife, and then these are the certain expectations from the husband too. The best amongst you are those who are the best to their wives. And so think about this. As husbands, we have a certain responsibility. The women, the wives, they have a certain responsibility. And the husbands, they have a certain responsibility. And if everyone, they worry about taking care of other people's rights. If the wife says that I'm going to be there and look after my husband, and I'm going to take care of him, and I'm going to console him, and I'm going to be not just a physical support, but I'm going to be there to morally support him also, or to emotionally support him when he needs my support, I'm going to be there for him. That is what a wife does. And this is, subhanAllah, we find this in the Quran too, that وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. This is a dua that you and I, we should all memorize and recite every single day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, the true believers, they make this dua. And what is the essence of this dua? It means that, oh Allah, give me a family that will bring peace and happiness to me. Meaning that when you go home and when you see your wife, when you see your children, then that is going to bring you some peace and some comfort. Yes, I understand that, you know, a lot of times children can be, you know, difficult at times. When you go home, you realize that, you know, there is a certain amount of hard work that is required at home, taking care of the children and so forth. That's fine. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that when you come home, you feel more depressed. Okay, if you come home and you feel more depressed looking at your family, then there's a serious issue at home. And we have to fix that. And this is what the Prophet ﷺ is saying, that when you see them, the best woman is that when you see them, they bring happiness to you, they please you, in the sense that when you see them, you know, a person is saying, I'm at home. He feels good when he goes home. This is what the Prophet ﷺ is talking about. And once again, for the husbands, the best amongst you is the best who is the best to their wives. And once again, we know what does it mean to be the best to your wife. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions this in the Quran, the certain expectations that are upon the husband, the expectations upon the wife. Instead of sitting over here and saying, oh, Islam is this kind of religion, or why is the Prophet ﷺ saying these kind of things? Once again, the Prophet ﷺ has mentioned something for everyone across the board. Everyone has certain responsibilities. Let's keep that in mind. If you are a wife, try to fulfill those responsibilities upon you. If you're a husband, then fulfill those certain responsibilities that are upon you also. And if everyone takes care of their responsibilities, inshallah, we will not have too many family conflicts like we see today in our Muslim society. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give all of us ability to act upon what has been sent and heard. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring peace and happiness to our families, those families that are in a state of conflict. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help them resolve their issues in the best way possible. And may Allah bring happiness to their families. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.